Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are going to jump right into tools that transition, if I could call it something. And I'm really hoping that Julie Clark and Karen Willens and anybody else that has suggestions, that has ideas, we're blasting into the last quarter of NECN. And even though this is going to be more focused on those of us who are consultants, who are actively building or wanting to build a NECN business, wanting to discover it, live it, share it, please contribute. And remember, if you've touched those two little keys on your phone pad, *6, you know, the star, the asterisk, and 6, that means your line is open, it's demuted. So don't do that unless you really want to have a contribution. I appreciate Auntie Anne and so many others that have identified themselves. I want to, if I can, because I think it's a beautiful segue, as I'm sitting here pondering this morning, a little bit hungover, not from adult beverages. I did not have even a one sip of anything. Probably a little bit too much sugar from a wedding that we hosted last night for a dear friend of ours who lost her mom to cancer a year ago. And with everything that's happened in the last, oh my goodness, what, 8 months, she knew she was going to get engaged. And in the process of conversing about that, being part of a big church her entire life, she's like, how do I do this? How do I not invite people that are assuming they'd get invited and meet the standards of Oregon for limited numbers, which is 50 and under, and do all that? It's like, well, all the pressure. Anyhow, the long and short of it, my wife, Stacy, said, why don't you get married at our place? So one after another, as I met guests, I met family members, the question that kept coming up was, how many weddings and events like this have you guys hosted at this venue? I started laughing because I said, venue? This is our home. What do you mean venue? And they're like, but this view, this one, the father of the groom, this water feature, I build these. I've been building water features for people for the last 30 years. How did you do that? I went, it's a spring. But here's my point. We purposed in our minds, I guess, to turn our home into a makeshift wedding venue. And I finally completed 90% of the porch railing, which has been a major conversion process. But we made a decision. And this is something that Michael DiMuccio mentioned along with Susan Carver and Ruben on the kickoff call. And I encourage you, if you missed that live on Thursday evening, catch the recording. Because Michael talked about coming to this point of decision. And 2 weeks from today, we have the 45th annual convention for NECN. We're 45 years old. Actually, I believe it's March 9th is the official date that NECN was incorporated, 1975, in Fukuoka, Japan. It's a good idea to know a little bit about your history of the company that you've aligned with. And 2 weeks from today, we were scheduled to be in New York celebrating and with a global event. And as Lyle just mentioned, we know what the lineup is now. Dave Balzer used to be his title was head of product development or whatever. But the key is most of those who have been deeply impacted by NECN, either by, you know, any one of the five pillars, but those of us who are attracted to NECN because of the products, we know who Dave Balzer is. His insight, his wit, his knowledge of how things work. He was with the company as an employee, first as a kind of an outside consultant, then employee, then outside consultant, and back, you know, it was kind of back and forth. But the key is utilizing tools and resources like Dave. And I want to talk about that today because several of us have been doing that very successfully. And you have to, as Susan pointed out on the kickoff call, you have to establish a point of a common ground. And one thing that I did last night with people that I'd never even met was somehow in each conversation, see if I could create an attractiveness to Niken. And one gentleman, as we were talking, he made the comment that it drives him nuts that his significant other and her kids, he was home, he works for Enterprise Rent-A-Car, he drives him nuts that there's, he usually never sees this, but he was home because he took a day off yesterday and completely went ballistic on the entire family because of how many glasses that they leave out all over the house. And I said, I get the impression you're a little OCD. And as we started talking, he's like, well, and he was hesitant. But there was a connection there. There was a common ground. I said, let me show you something. So we snuck away from the group, came into our garage, and I showed him my antique tin collection. And somehow we got started talking about it's not a vintage original box of Wheaties with Bruce Jenner on the front of it. But I said to him, I said, did I overhear you say to Andrea something about how you used to be bigger than you were or in your fat days? And he said, no. I said, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. I that must have been some other conversation. And he said, but what's your point? And I said, well, here's a teaching reference. I use this as an analogy. And we started talking about, you know, protein in the body first thing of the day. And I said, look at this box of Wheaties here. 2 grams of protein, 22 carbs. And so I was kind of, and I know this is not a good thing to do, but I was kind of making fun of the fact that if our brain doesn't have the right protein, we're probably going to make, you know, choices that may not be. And so I apologize up front if you get offended by this. But I think, you know, it so altered Bruce Jenner's life that today he's somebody totally different. And I, you know, when he won the gold medal in 1976 at the Olympic Games as the decathlete, he was, I mean, in his prime. And I don't think he ate Wheaties to produce that kind of physical specimen. And he said, you know, you really got a good point here. So we started talking about that. And I said, that's what I've learned. So it's not typical to use a box of Wheaties and to make fun of somebody like Bruce Jenner, you know, in this huge transition. That's not a normal thing. But what are the tools that we use? How do we use, and I want to point this out because this is what Karen Willens and I were talking about a few days ago. How do we use the tools that are available to us right now? The computer, the internet, social media. I'm not as well versed on social media on how to do that. People like Norma Baldridge has been doing an excellent job creating short videos and letting that be her kind of namesake to introduce folks to a little bit of information. Blogging is a very, very popular thing. I don't know how much it yields results other than those of us who make a conscious decision to do something that fits into our skill set. And her name just eluded me. I remember interviewing her years ago. She was a member of Team Kaizen years ago from Nova Scotia. And Prince Edward Island is where she lived, where Anna Green Gables, the fictitious character, that whole series of film. But she's originally from British Columbia, clear across the country of Canada. And she said what she found was the only way to build rapport and relationship was blogging and inviting people to read her blog about nutrition and about, you know, different things. And it allowed her to build a solid retail, you know, customer base. And it's like using things like that. Dr. Gary Lindner, when he spoke in Leiden, he talked about using the water cards, these oversized postcards. And he said, a good successful day for me is getting 5 of those cards out. And he didn't specify whether they're in person or, in mail. But I bumped into a neighbor that's 3-4 houses down at the post office yesterday. And 80 years young, and he said, Vance, we can't keep up. That's why we're selling our house. And he said, my doctor says, you know, I'm in great shape for a guy my age. And he says, well, but how do I get better? He suffered a major concussion several months ago when their adult son was unfortunately hopped up on drugs and beat him and his wife up pretty severely. His wife now has dementia. I don't think it was an onset from the attack. But our conversation shifted to wellness. And I said, Ray, are you open? And I said, what's your P.O. box? And he said, it's 330. And I said, oh, I can remember that. And I immediately, when I got to my truck, I wrote it down. I said, I'm going to put two cards in the mail, because if you're talking about results from this concussion, and he said, you know, dizziness was one of them. I said, you know, have you ever heard of magnet? And I showed him my bracelets and my necklace. And he said, we should get together. And it was just a wonderful conversation. And then I switched the subject again, right back to, you know, a previous topic, because that's the first he'd ever heard. He knew I worked in the sheet metal industry. He had no idea what we did. So leveraging those tools. So I want to cover, right quick, and then we're going to talk about this amazing new, and many of you know that I'm not really into the horseshoe-shaped travel pillows, but after reviewing all the information, which is not a lot of details, but the features, advantages, and benefits of this limited edition Niken travel pillow, I think it's fantastic. I love the design of it. I love the Gauss strength of the magnets. And the price is very, very affordable. But this is something that I know several people that spend a lot of time at the computer, and what a great way to introduce them. And if it's all gone by the time they order one, it's okay. There's all kinds of other wonderful tools, products to use. I want to focus, if you're in front of your computer, and if you're not, it's okay. If you're driving, you can just kind of memorize this. But one of the simplest tools, now this is for existing customers and consultants that are part of your organization. I use it a lot, and the response has been wonderful at reconnecting with people who are already in our customer base and or part of our consultant base. And underneath the My Business tab, this is in the back office, once you're logged in as a consultant, underneath My Business, you don't have to click on it, but just move your cursor over there. And right smack in the middle is communication tools. And there's only one, okay? There used to be other stuff there, but genealogy email broadcast. Now, some of you, this is redundant because you actually use this. I use this every single Friday, except for yesterday, because the system was down. It's not anymore. But sending out an email broadcast to all the consultants that are part of the Rogers organization. This is in my parents. So people like Lyle and Shirley are part of my parents' organization. But so they get my little ditty that I type up, and I'm always pleasantly surprised when people comment back and say, oh, this is really good, you know, that kind of thing. And even getting constructive criticism back. Sometimes it's not so nice, but that's fine. But the key is communicating something, and to get people thinking that way. And with our customers, when about every 2 weeks, usually twice a month, I will take that. And I, in order to be customer centric, we have to think with the customers in mind. Okay? We have to change our mindset to thinking that everybody knows about as much about Niken or as much about wellness as we do, because that's not true. So how do we, you know, start that conversation? I will say what I experienced last night with all these different guest people I never knew, the main topics of discussion had nothing to do with wellness. Absolutely nothing to do with wellness. So that was not the pillar that we could even converse about. It was all society. 100%. I mean, conversation after conversation, you know, what if President Trump dies? What if this? You know, where are we going? You know, all these different things. I mean, these were hot topics. Did you catch the debacle or the debate on Tuesday night? This is what's front and center. You know, how is this going to affect it? I don't know all about it, but the one gentleman I talked to that worked for Enterprise, he gave me the numbers of what he compared to what they just came out of this summer was on par with the post-2008 crash and what they're dealing with, because nobody's traveling, nobody's renting cars, you know. And so that was an interesting segue. He's been working for Enterprise for 20-plus years. So getting somebody's email address, registering them as a customer – It's one of the first things that we attempt to do, because I want them in that information loop. But underneath my business, again, communication tools, then it goes over to the right side, email broadcast, and it's right there. And when you select the fields or the levels, 0 to 1, and then select display by, and I always put entire organization, that entire organization is our customers, because they're first level to us, and then all of our consultants, depending on how many levels down we go. And that email. So I want to caution you, don't abuse this. Don't send out a cutesy story every day, because then people just they're gonna go in the option, they're gonna figure out how to delete themselves from it, because we don't use email like that anymore. Be very specific, especially in the subject line. I know this is working because I'm getting response back. Simple communication tool. And again, it's only my business, communication tools. So it's really one click, type it up, or you can copy and paste it right in there. That's the tricky thing. And I want to point out there are midway down, right below where it says the subject box, there are 1, 2, 3, it looks like clipboards. The first one is the one to click. And I don't know what these other two are. I've never used them. But the first one, just to the right of where it says HTML message, that clipboard, that's where you click to paste something. It's like a separate window. I've never tried pasting something directly into the box. Maybe that'll work too. I don't know why. And I don't know who taught me how to do this. I honestly don't remember, but it's there. So you can practice by, how would you practice? Ooh, that's a good question. You know, I don't know. But it does work if you have a registered customer account, if you have a secondary email address. That's what you could send one out as a test and even ask for feedback back from people. Again, one tool. Another one that we use, and I've only got two main ones that I want to throw out here, and then I want to open up for what other people are doing. I already alluded to this, and I will drop them in the mail on Monday, or I may do something entirely different with this couple, Ray and Karen, because they're only three houses down, which is in our community where we live, four houses down. That's about a half a mile down our road. Okay. The homes are not very close together, bigger chunks of property. And, I may, because I don't think you would be opposed to it at all, of just delivering it today and save myself the stamp. And, I may do that. He walks our road almost every day. He had a brief hiatus after the attack, accident, whatever you want to call it. But my point is those cards, magneticleaders.com is the website. Okay. The tools, the cards, there are 100 cards for $10. So that makes them a dime a piece. Oh, I don't need 100 cards. Yeah, you do. All right. Trust me on this. When you have something that's so simple and so easy to share, ask permission first. Even when I put a smaller first-class stamp on it, write the person's address, include a note, I always ask permission to send it to them, whether via mail or bring it back by their house or right there on the spot, hand it to them. They're less likely to throw it away if you put value on it and say, this is just a little information. With the conversation yesterday that I had with Ray, I simply said, have you ever heard of magnetics? And I showed him my necklace, showed him my bracelets. I said, we found that these are really help aid in balance. I don't know what they would do for you. Here's a guy who suffered a concussion. But he said, Vance, I haven't regained my full, wit. Or he said, maybe I never had it. And I simply suggested and said, by altering or adding a few simple products like these, I said, I've been playing with these things for 28 years. And the stories are, wow. I mean, anyways, I said, I'd love to just put a couple of these cards in an envelope and get them if that's okay. And he said, well, yeah. You know, he's never heard of Niken before. So anyways, the key again here is leveraging these cards. There's several different cards to use, and depending on the conversation, we'll determine. I use more of the water cards. I used to call it the waterfall cards, but now with the shower head and the bottle right on there, and my typical note, and many of you have heard me talk about this, is simply I write a note right above on the section where the sweet potatoes, the five sweet potatoes that are in five different types of water, and I circle the jar that says PyMag on it, PyMag water. I can't remember what it says. I don't have it in front of me. And I write a note, something along the lines of, you know, our family has been utilizing Niken water for the last 20 years, and we love it. And then my second sentence is always, if it'll do this for a sweet potato, imagine what it's doing for our bodies. And I, in those two sentences, I figure out a way to somehow, I dropped one in the mail 3 days ago to somebody I've never met before, but it was a referral from one of our customers. And again, I asked permission of my friend who owns a waterfall and bought a second one for her adult son and daughter-in-law and their child. And she said, Vance, I want to share this with my other friend, but is there a way I can ship it to my house because we don't have sales tax? And I said, absolutely. And she said, then I'll deliver it to her. And I'm like, man, she's doing all the work for me. And Nancy Cosman, a few weeks ago on this call, I posed that question. Should we offer a kickback? You know, and what? How much should we offer a customer who's bringing us other customers? And Nancy's question back was, well, how bad do you want to keep her as a customer? And I'm thinking, she's doing all the work for me. I'd be willing to, you know, split the commission, the customer commission with her since she's doing it. And I may change it. But here's something, just an idea I came up with. I sent her a note and she responded back and said, you know, I like it. Well, actually, she just put this little heart on the text that indicated that she liked my note. And I said to her, oh, by the way, tell your friend that the first filter is on us. Now, that's not something I would suggest for everybody to do. My thinking in it, though, is that, and I wrote, if or when, I think I used the word when 3 months from now after they invest in the waterfall, they choose to have a wellness subscription that way, not so much so I can get them as a continual repeat sale, but so that way they can best maintain the unit that they purchased. I said, much like, you know, a car, you change the oil, what the manufacturer says, every 3,000 to 5,000 miles, depending on the make and model of the car. I said, you get the maximum performance out of it. And so it, that point, and that's what Susan Carver mentioned, that's a point of contact, a point of understanding. So that's something that I've chosen to do to gain a customer for life. I want them to maintain. And then at the same time, with this person that I don't even know, is I got permission to send the water card. And I put a note in that first sentence, I morphed it to say, our family has been using the Niken water products for 20 years, and I was so excited when my classmate, Tanya, that's the person who's introducing her to it, you know, made the investment for her family. You know, if it'll do this for a sweet potato, imagine we'll do it. Creatively writing whatever you want to write on something like that. I would do the same thing with the other cards that we have. Excellent nutritional card. And again, these are all on magneticleaders.com. Okay. What about social media? This is an area I'm not very well versed in. But people like I mentioned, Norma Baldridge with her group. And I'm going to just stop talking, and I'm going to open up the line. Julie Clark, I know you're on the line. Karen, well, and so many others. What say you? because this is not about Vance's extra thing. What are some of the tools you're using, and what will you be doing in the next 2 weeks to invite people to join? Do we have a schedule of events? Well, if we don't have an exact schedule of when Dave Balzer is going to be presenting, do we have new products coming? We don't know. Much like attending a convention live, there's a lot of we don't know details, but if we can find out, that would be a really key thing. Invite the people to the event, much like inviting them to a wedding at your house. I know that's not typical for most of us, but they don't necessarily need to know or want to know the schedule of events or what's going to be happening. It was very loosely structured. I got to play the MC, thanks to the wedding coordinator not wanting to do it. But we just kind of rolled with it. Inviting people to the 45th convention in 2 weeks, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. But if we can kind of get an idea of when the people that we think they'd relate to, oh, I think that they're going to be speaking here, I'll send you the link, and is when it gets closer. But it's asking that question of, would you be open to doing this? Virtual events are a lot of fun, and once people get into them, they think, huh, this is kind of cool. Somebody like Dave Balzer is going to be a big draw because, again, of his wit, his history with the company, and if it's a new product, a new technology, we know people are probably going to get excited. But we got to do some groundwork before then, and there is time. That's key.
Hi, Vance.
I know. Good morning, Julie. I know you're thinking, boy, is that guy ever going to come up for air? He's talking nonstop. I think the organic coffee just kicked in. I think that's what happened. Julie, what say you? There's a lot of stuff that we can unpack. Tools. You've got an amazing follow-up program that you do with your customers.
Yes, I try to keep in touch with people as much as I can. Actually, I love that little tip you gave this morning about the communication tools thing. I've not used that. I didn't even know it was there. So that was a new thing. I do use Dave's cards a lot. I love Dave's cards. So we always have to pay attention to what Neekin's offered for us. And so the specials that are going on now, and I'm really excited about the travel pillow because my neck's been bothering me because I've been using the computer and Zoom meetings so much. So I think that it's going to be a great tool to have, to use while I'm working at the computer. I ordered it immediately because I had my 50 free Neekin points that I earned from the special that they had before, because we always want to earn free stuff when we can, and I'm like, great, I have my $50 credit from the offerings that they gave before, so I applied that for my pillow, hoping that it comes quick so that I can share it and see if I can get others who want to buy it too. So,
Julie, I want to ask you this question, Julie. When do you text your customers?
Yes, sometimes I text, sometimes I email, and I'm trying to call more because people are right now being stuck home more and home more. I'm finding that people appreciate hearing the voice on the other end of the line, so I'm trying to call a few every day, like just as a check-in call, especially people that I know that are older and don't get out as much. And it's surprising that sometimes they'll have someone to refer you to. This week I took a different course about getting the people that are already your customers to give you referrals. And so checking with them to see how they're doing, and then a simple question, who else do you know that could benefit from the products that you're using? And
really, I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot, because how does one, because you're comfortable with asking for referrals. Let's say I'm one of your existing customers, and let's just dialogue here really quick. because I'm curious, so people get an idea of how you do it. What do you say? Do you take the Marty Jeffries approach from, you know, the I Can Attitude course and simply say when they answer, you know, hi, Vance, how are you doing? And then right up front say, I just so you know, I'm calling about business. I'm calling about the Nikan products, but I'm more concerned about how you're doing in reference to, is that your approach?
No, I usually just call to check in with a total non-business approach because I really want to know how they're doing. And if it comes to business, then that's good. And if it doesn't come to business, then I leave business for another time because I don't want people to think that I'm always calling them just for more Nikan business. But if you talk long enough, then it usually will come to that. I always have the intention of how can I help? And when you're genuinely interested, then people will usually tell you more. And when they mention other people, you know, the big thing is who else do you know that could benefit from what you have? And using an example of that, my newest KVB customer, and she was very resistant. I met her on a call, and she called me to follow up. She wanted to know about that product that I claimed made me feel good, and I actually lost 12 pounds since I've been using it, since COVID. And she said, nothing works. I don't like anything. She says, but I know I need to try something. So she ordered it. She says, I'm going to order it on auto ship. And if I don't like it, I'm just going to stop. And I said, that's fine. That's fair. So she is now my raving fan. She is telling everyone. She said she was feeling sluggish and run down. So now those are my words. In other groups asking, does anybody here feel sluggish and run down? And so she said she was feeling sluggish and run down, and now she feels healthy, and she just called me again yesterday. So she's been using the KVB for a month. She said she was going to miss a day because her order wasn't going to come until the next day. So she was only short one day from taking it. And she's already lost 5 pounds in the month. So she was excited that she's lost weight because she's more active because she feels better. And but she loves, and she's referred me to a couple of other people already who haven't contacted me yet. But, you know, she it's nice. It's nice when you find someone that genuinely likes what you have, then they're going to refer you to the family and friends. So,
you know, I really want to drive that point home because I love your approach of being genuinely interested in people. And I like how you said, that's why I laughed, that if you talk long enough, if you have a conversation, and this is not about us talking, but listening, active listening, asking clarifying questions back. This gentleman I met last night, was it you that we were talking earlier, or did I overhear you say that when you were in your fat days? And I wasn't being manipulative or sneaky or anything. I genuinely thought that's what he said in a conversation. There was about four or five of us together, but it wasn't. I misheard. But he looked at me and said, why do you say that? I didn't call him fat, or he was fine. I didn't say that. I said, was it? And I asked. He said, no, that wasn't me. But it was the genuine interest in prayer. When I, later in the evening, his significant boyfriend, girlfriend, okay, she came over to thank me. She said, you have no idea. And I said, did my wife get your information earlier? Because I said, can I do this? Can I just send you my contact file? And so I have a contact file on my phone with all of our numbers, our address and all email and all that. And it's all labeled out, and most people have a smartphone and it translates over, and she knew this. And so I instantly got her phone number. And then I created a file right there on the spot. And she said, I would really like to get together with you guys. the values that we share. She said, let me, you know, and it was really a fun conversation. I don't know how I'm going to segue into that, but you mentioned that word sluggish. I've mentioned this before. I referenced it before. If you have an Amazon Prime account, you can watch it for free. If you don't have a Prime account, you can go on and pay a nominal fee. It'd be a great thing to use as a tool, as a movie night. It's simply called, it's a longer documentary called That Sugar Film. It has nothing to do with Nikan, but Julie, as you just said, people get sluggish, and it's 10 times worse due to COVID. Staying home, what's the number one business? I don't know if there's a number one, but gyms, workout facilities, they're all the ones in the Portland area, they're non-existent. Some of them have attempted to reopen, but because of our strict standards here in Oregon, they haven't. So people have turned to walking, they've turned to jogging, they've more bicycling, all that kind of stuff. And one of the wedding coordinators last night, her husband said to me, he said, yeah, I've put on 12 pounds since COVID. And you can see it on his physical body. And I didn't take the opportunity right then and there. I will use it as a follow-up. His wife is a health coach. She teaches this. She taught science and nutrition at the private school where we got connected, where Stacy used to teach. But being able to go back to that, their son, who did a lot of yard work for me in preparation for this wedding, I did the energy test two Saturdays ago with the water. And he went home just raving, you know, about how he couldn't believe it. Now he's, what is he, 14? But it's planting that seed. So, Julie, when you honed in on that word sluggish, it's a huge percentage. And I'm curious, I want to ask this question. What did you say, other than the fact that you said you lost 12 pounds since COVID, since using the new formula is way better than what we had in the past? Did you have to get into a technical explanation of why this creates an anti-sluggish or why it provides energy? Did you get into that?
I briefly mentioned that on the call. I love that our new KVB is functional food, gluten-free and has no sugar in it, so I always share that. I have that 40-minute video that explains it all, so I let people know that if you want more details, I will share this 40-minute video with you. But technically,
and which video is that?
It's the one that explains each ingredient that's in it. It's one of the if anyone wants it, I can forward it to you. I have it.
Where would they find it? That's easier and faster usually. Is it on YouTube? Is it on Magnetic Leaders site?
I think it's on Magnetic Leaders. I think it's one that I got from Dave. I would have to go back and check actually because I've had it since KVB came out. So I'm not totally sure of.
Okay, while you're talking about that, because, yes, go ahead, Lyle.
That's the one Brody Craney did for Dave Johnson that one Saturday morning. It's 40 minutes.
Yes, okay. That's the one.
And it's on YouTube. Okay. If you go to Magnetic Leaders YouTube channel, it's there.
There you go. So that's again, most people that are alive that know how the internet works. There's still a few out there, believe it or not, that say, oh, no, I don't have a computer. I don't use it. That's such a small minority. Well, get together with them. Grab a mask. Give them a mask. You know, say, oh, you can borrow one of mine and I'll launder it later. Or do you have a mask? Let's watch this together. You know, that's a small, small minority of people. So don't use that as an excuse. But if it's on YouTube, when you go onto the YouTube search, type in Magnetic Leaders, and you're looking for a 40-minute video with Brody Craney, and it won't take you long. I mean, and if you struggle finding these things, go find a teenager or somebody in their 20s, okay? And I always joke about this. They'll find it really, really fast, okay? If I want to know something about people, if I meet somebody or, you know, whatever, I'll just ask our 19-year-old Emily. And in a matter of seconds, literally, she can find their profile. She can find them on LinkedIn or, you know, that's kind of more of a business networking, you know, modality. But Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's amazing how fast these young people can navigate around these things. And they literally do it in seconds. So that's if you don't have that information. But these are great tools utilizing. I think the key, Julie, what I hear you saying is that you ask them permission. How do you follow up with somebody that you sent that 40-minute video? Give us an example of that.
I will call them. I try to call these days. I try to call more than to follow up with the email, but sometimes I'll do a private message on Facebook. I'll ask them the best time, their availability for us to chat, and I've been trying to do more chats lately on the phone because most people want to try it, and I always say try it for a month. If you don't like it, then you don't have to get it again. But most people who try it like it. Actually, it's the KVB is one of my husband's favorites because he did not like our past shakes, and he has it for a snack twice a day now, in the morning and in the afternoon. He needs to put weight on because he's so thin, so he doesn't have it as a meal replacement like I do. He has it in the middle of the day, but he notices that he feels better when he's had it, and you feel better because of the medium-chain triglycerides in it. It's really brain food. You know, the KVB is awesome for raising your nutritional level, and when you put good nutrients in your body, then you feel good. And so that's a reason for people to take it, and it's good for everyone. My 16-year-old granddaughter loves it. Before she's going to a swim meet, she said, when she takes it, she's not hungry for hours, and she feels good, and she has more energy. So our shake is really good for all ages, from the kids to the – actually, my daughter-in-law is giving it to our younger grandkids, too, because she makes shakes all the time. She just puts a scoop of that in for extra protein. So the product is amazing because it's good from children all the way to elderly. In fact, I have a conversation this afternoon with someone new that I reached out to on Facebook. I sent a message. She showed her parents that are having issues. So I'm reaching out to her to let her know that, you know, her elderly parents will feel better if they have this as their snack. So
Julie, I want to reiterate because as we've adapted to the culture, the COVID standards, most of your university students, there are some exceptions, but our middle daughter, Emily, this was not me even suggesting it to her. Her go-to, almond milk, a scoop of peanut butter powder, which adds 6 grams of protein, and then one scoop of the KVB, and she shakes it up. I'm sorry, she uses oat milk. She goes out and buys it herself, okay? And she's not got the type of personality that she's going to be this raving, you know, advertisement. But she's just hardcore facts. She used the same word that you just used. It makes me feel good. And for her brain to function with taking 18 credit hours, which is way more challenging online. Why? Because you're sitting in front of a computer. And so she's got more of the negative EMFs going on. You've got all that factor.
Around her neck.
Exactly. And here's when you said that, I emailed her the other day because we have our auto ship, and you can do this or you don't have to do it. I'm not cheating the system. We have our auto ship set up underneath Emily because she's one of our customers, and I did that over a year ago when she went off to university because I wanted her to have an account because it was much easier. Why do I want to ship it all the way to Oregon and turn around and ship it back to L.A., you know, when it's going to go from Irvine to La Mirada? All right. It's literally right next door. They almost touch each other, the two different, you know, areas of Los Angeles. But my point is this. I set up that account, and now that she's home, I still order all of our stuff. Yeah, we pay a little bit more, the customer price, but we've maintained that auto ship account, so we get the, you know, the full 25% discount. And I know that'll end. I'm not worried about that. But my point is, because we followed that promotion, and you mentioned this earlier, I emailed her the other day and I said, hey, by the way, did you receive something from Nikken saying that you've got 50 Nikken reward dollars? And sure enough, she just forwarded me the email. And I said, okay, now we'll need to use this. So your suggestion is exactly what I will do, because the price points are exactly what we've got. Another 100 Nikken reward dollars that will be awarded under her account come January because we did that promotion. So I cannot stress enough. And Julie, you earned the last promotion for September, correct?
Yes, that's what I used to buy my travel pillow, and I'll have the next promotion coming up in January. I will have that $100 in January too. I try to earn the promotions when I can, and actually I was pleasantly surprised to find that I earned the promotion for September also, so I'll be able to have that one order of whatever I want with the 20% discount and free shipping. So
what are you thinking you and Ron are going to utilize that one for?
I know that I'll probably pick out heavier things. I'll have to check on my shampoo supply, and I'll have to check on my water filter supply, because I try to keep ahead a little bit on those things. But I will look for the things that are heavier. I'll probably get an extra KVB just because that's heavy. So with the free shipping, I want to get things that are heavier because that is very beneficial when you can get free shipping. So
go ahead.
I might get another waterfall. I know someone that's been really wanting it, and finances has been an issue, so I might just get it and let them give me the cash for it to help them out with that. So I try to do that when I can. And if I can get the free shipping on that, it's around $30. That makes a difference too. So I will make a list, because I didn't know I was going to earn it, but now that I have it, I'll make a little list so that I can get the most benefit that I have from it. And then the other special that's going on now is for anyone that can develop 3 new frontline silvers, you can earn $1,000 cash bonus. So I'm looking at that, at who I might have in my group that is ready to move up, and try to find 3 of them. So that,
you know, you use the word try, and I want to finish on this note, because you use it. And those of us who have been to Humans Being More, we said, oh, no, we're not supposed to try. Our intentions are supposed to be 100%. But the way you use that word, it's not the way that, in a negative sense at all, because I've watched what you and Ron, how you do. And I almost daily, I quote the little green guy, Yoda, from Star Wars, you know, do or do not, there is no try. And people always laugh. They always laugh because everybody's heard of Star Wars, at least most. I don't find anybody that hasn't. But the way you use that word, try, you're actually doing it. When you say, I try to, you know, reach out to people on phone, you're actually doing it. But that's your soft sell approach of the way you say it. Again, because I know from experience, And I really, really appreciate that. And I really appreciate the fact that you're saying, hey, take advantage of these promotions because they're there. You have a beautiful way of not procrastinating as well. When we get, we don't have a.
If it's to be, it's up to me.
And we don't have a promotion going on right now other than the travel pillow. And then other than that, 2 weeks from today, we've got a 45th annual event virtual to get people plugged into that. I have found out about virtual events.
The 10-4 is a special still, too. The 10-4 energy drink is still a pack promotion. Buy two and you get three, or you get three for the price of two. And then the water bundle is a special for new people. So that's an incentive for someone who wants the water to sign up. Then they can get the water bundle with free shipping. So those are the specials that are going on now, plus the $1,000 cash bonus for three Frontline Silver. So,
and I want to bring attention to that really quick again as well, because oh, my session timed out, so I got to log back in. I want to just crunch the numbers really, really, really quick, because I see people all the time, and they're still doing it even though they know the hazards of energy drinks. And you don't have to be as forward as somebody like Herb Rapp, who could be borderline obnoxious. But, and I've done this before, when they're drinking something like this, even complete strangers, and I said, do you read labels? And ask them that question. If they say, well, what do you mean? Well, are you ever concerned about what you're putting in your body? And being able to, can I borrow that for a sec? I'm not going to drink it. But borrowing that can of that energy drink, that Monster or that Red Bull or whatever it is, and just talking about how much sugar they're putting in their body. A normal can of Monster, which those cans are ginormous, look at the percentage of sugar intake in one beverage. And even if they don't eat any other sugary items, they're still far surpassing. They're fast-tracking to, you know, get, you know, type 2 diabetes. They're fast-tracking to destroy their pancreas. You don't have to share all that negativity with them. But a wonderful, Julie, as you pointed out, a wonderful, fantastic alternative is simply handing them a couple sticks of the 10-4 and say, would you be open? Even the customer price for $90, okay, that promotion, and I just had it, and it just disappeared on me. Okay, $106 is the customer price, okay? That's 90 servings. So you're looking at just over a dollar per serving. That's better. That will beat most cans. But, again, it's healthy. And being able to share that with people, I use these almost every day. In the afternoon, my day usually starts at 4:30 to 5 a.m. That's what time I wake up. I actually slept in this morning because my body needed a little more sleep. We didn't crawl into bed until 1 a.m. But I will use one of those sometime this afternoon. And it does not give the jitters. It does not, when people are concerned about their caffeine consumption, it's totally different when it's organic. So it's another great tool that we can reach out to people and then invite them. Julie, do you remember, and I forgot to research this, do we have a card? I think it is. I think our nutrition card that's on Magnetic Leaders. I'm looking at it right quick. I believe the 10-4 is on the nutrition card. I want to see. And just simply say, there's a great resource again. I'm looking. Where did we had it?
I don't remember. If we have it, I don't have it. I don't remember seeing it.
No, they were. Dave was in the process of developing it, but it doesn't look like it. happen. Maybe that's, and I'm going to just throw it out here, maybe that's a sign. You know, as the comedian Bill Engvall used to say, here's your sign. Maybe that's a foresight of some things to come. Maybe there's a new nutritional product that they're going to put on the card and Dave's going to meet it. I have no idea. I'm just speculating. But I saw the prototype of it, and because Dave sent it out to a few, I think it was Diamonds or something. I don't know. And we were asked to comment on it. And I don't know what happened with it. So, but again, even if we don't have a card, being able to take people to the website, you can literally send them to the link. You can register them as a customer. I do this all the time. Name, address, email, phone number. Simply register them. Get them connected to NECAN and modify what our conversation was to segue something in there. Julie, you really nailed it, and I want to say thank you for the way you said it, is when I call them, when I contact them out of concern, and I truly want to convey that, that's why I'm connecting with them. Yes, social media is great. Yes, utilizing that, but again, it's social media. Connecting on the phone, talking, doing what we're doing right here is so incredibly vital. People like that point of connection. I answer my phone more now than I ever did before, even if I'm fairly certain it's a robo-dial. Just simply have a conversation with somebody because I'm reciprocating back. Do I turn them all into prospecting for NECAN? No, not typically. But just to be nice, because the fear factor in our nation today is simply off the charts, because there's so much uncertainty. There just is. So, Julie, any other thoughts before we wrap this up? Because I am going to jump on over.
We're
right at the top of the hour.
I just encourage everybody to talk to more people and keep talking to more people. And as long as you keep gradually growing, then that's what you want to do. And I know it works because that's what I've been doing. And as long as I'm a little bit more than what I was before, then I'm happy. So just keep growing and keep talking to people.
Absolutely. And on that note, a simple and fun way to do that, and it's commencing here in a minute, is learning, the constant point of learning and discovery. And I have the email right here. Dancing with Water author is, we didn't send out the, but this again, this is on Magnetic Leaders, and I got to go back to that page, but Dave,
if you
Johnson
have Dave's
sent,
email from the other day, the link is there.
Is it there? Because all I see is the video of this.
It's at the bottom of that email from Dave that he just sent out. He sent it out on yesterday.
I see it right here. Yep, right here. Dancing with Water, here's the link for the Zoom. And then also the... to preview what she's put on her website. This is MJ Pangman. And I don't know much about her, but I started watching the video and thought, oh, I'm tuning into this one. So I'm going to say farewell. Thank you, Julie Clark. I really, really appreciate this. I wish everybody to have a fantastic month. I cannot even remember who I have scheduled for next Saturday. But 2 weeks from today, this call will not be taking place. Saturday AM we'll be taking a hiatus for the 45th virtual event. So I apologize for not remembering who I have scheduled for next week. But tune in. Again, thank you, Julie Clark from Connecticut. And have a great weekend and a great month, everyone. Please read. Catch the recording of the kickoff call if you missed it live. Susan Carver and Michael DeMuccio were amazing, absolutely amazing. And we'll talk to you real soon. And lesson number 3, if you're part of the ICANN clan, Thursday night, 6 o'clock, same number at 6 o'clock p.m. And amazing group. They're looking for a fantastic way to finish off 2020 and kind of change your stars, change some of the directiveness. I really, really encourage you to tune into that. You can audit it if you want to, but it's far better to plunge in. It's free, 15, 20 minutes of your time every day to do the course, and it's an amazing group that we have.
Ciao for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.